patio, chilling, sipping from a glass. Big T in the corner, talking about the past. Father Ford and Barry telling tales so fast. Gary Poppins flying high, never low, never fast. DW with the beat, got that bourbon earth flow. Life cruising smooth, watch the sunlight glow. Conversations deep, but the vibe is low. Heavy old dreams, where I must just go. Life on the patio, we got no stress. Sipping bourbon, chilling, man, we feel so blessed. Laughter fills the air, moments we confess. Life on the patio, where we find our rest. Gary's got the stories like he's pulling from a hat. Big T's wisdom, man, we feeling all that. Father Fort and Barry preaching, chill and chat. DW bringing beats, we groove where we're at. Sunset sinking slow, colors in the sky. Bourbon nerd lifts his glass, dreams so high. On this patio, man, time just flies. In these moments we're forever, no goodbyes. Goodbyes. Night falls down, stars above our heads. Life on the patio, where our souls are fed. Every word that's spoken lives on when we're dead. In the peace of this place, no fear, no dread. Chillin', sippin' from a glass. Big T in the corner talking about the past. Father Ford and Barry telling tales so fast. Gary Poppins flying high, never low, never fast. DW with the beat, got that bourbon earth flow. Life cruising smooth, watch the sunlight glow. Conversations deep, but the vibe is low. Patio dreams, where I must just go. Life on the patio, we got no stress. Sipping bourbon, chilling, man, we feel so blessed. Laughter fills the air, moments we confess. Life on the patio, where we find our rest. Gary's got the stories like he's pulling from a hat. Big T's wisdom, man, we feeling all that. Father Fort and Barry preaching, chill and chat. DW bringing beats, we groove where we're at. Sunset sinking slow, colors in the sky. Bourbon nerd lifts his glass, dreams so high. On this patio, man, time just flies. In these moments we're forever, no goodbyes. Goodbyes. Night falls down, stars above our heads. Life on the patio, where our souls are fed. Every word that's spoken lives on when we're dead. In the peace of this place, no fear, no dread. Chilling, sipping from a glass. Big T in the corner talking about the past. Father Ford and Barry telling tales so fast. Gary Poppins flying high, never low, never fast. DW with the beat, got that bourbon earth flow. Life cruising smooth, watch the sunlight glow. Conversations deep, but the vibe is low. Patio dreams, where I must just go. Life on the patio, we got no stress. Sipping bourbon, chilling, man, we feel so blessed. Laughter fills the air, moments we confess. Life on the patio, where we find our rest. Gary's got the stories like he's pulling from a hat. Big T's wisdom, man, we feeling all that. Father Fort and Barry preaching, chill and chat. DW bringing beats, we groove where we're at. Sunset sinking slow, colors in the sky. Bourbon nerd lifts his glass, dreams so high. On this patio, man, time just flies. In these moments we're forever, no goodbyes. Goodbyes.
Welcome to the patio. chillin' on the patio, life ain't slow. Big T poppin' bottles, let that bourbon flow. Father Fortinberry's grillin' food on deck. Gary Poppins with the jokes, hard to forget. DW's in the corner, PJ on the beat. Bourbon herb, mixin' drinks, nothing too sweet. Sunsets, painted skies, and a fire red hue. Patio vibes, when you know the new crew. We got the patio life, good time feeling right. Bottles up, cheers tonight. Yeah, we live that patio.
The patio every day, it is hump day. It's also International Men's Day, and I think we got something to say about
Men's
that.
Men's Day.
I've got a great show for y'all tonight. We're going to talk about pickup lines that Wes probably don't need to use, but he could use them. We got famous people that just ain't what you think they are. And one of the story, I don't think there'll be a debate here, but I think you guys should know it. 1984, you remember the book, 1984?
Yes, I do. I've heard of it.
Urban Brain has been launched in China. If you hadn't heard about it, probably scared the crap out of you. And then we got a new segment tonight, and I'm sure it's going to be just amazing. Rewind Time with Gary.
Oh, rewind.
He is so excited.
But
so
first excited. And foremost, Gary, you're so excited. You go first tonight. How are you this evening?
I'm doing great. I had a hit of nostalgia today, and I had to share it with the patio. So we'll be sharing that towards the end of our show. So please stay on to that, because like one of these things that I got was something that I had as a child.
You're a wordsmith, aren't you?
I'm a wordsmith.
Bourbon nerd, what's going on with you,
what's
brother?
What's up, everybody? Hope y'all hear me again this time. Gary, I can't wait to play this game.
We might not be able to wait till the end.
We can't wait till the end. It's going to be fun.
Father Fortinberry, are you excited about Rewind Time?
I'm so excited, but I'm even more excited to introduce a new friend of the show, Sheen. They were kind enough to let me swipe a koozie that they know about. So
at the film festival?
Yeah, my wife worked it, so I got to
have a shim. Yesterday was the first swag. Time I heard of the word sheen or shine or whatever.
Chin.
I will tell you what, it is way outside my price range.
Is it like Yeti?
No.
Yeah, I would say it's similar a Yeti.
They just don't do cool
brand type.
Sika.
Dude, it's way more expensive than Sika.
What about Mike Dicka?
Like, we've got the jackets are like $500 like a Sika.
Will they let jacket. You lick it?
I'm just trying.
I see what my son thought about. I went to the store, walked around, came out. I said, what are you doing? He said, the truck. I said, what are you doing? He said, I got to pee in the parking lot.
Thank goodness. And then the man, the myth, the legend, the man with all the pickup lines.
Yes. 100%. So first off, I will say is I'm like the opposite of wordsmith. I'm like a word destroyer because I can't pronounce everything.
Sounds very Star Trek-y.
Yes. Yeah, I'm a word destroyer. Yes. No.
Yes. I think it's. Destroy your words.
Number two is I thought Sheen was a where you buy cheap dresses.
I think it was Shin.
The same place.
Oh, it's the same place?
They just make camo. They buy it from there and resell it for a big markup.
So that's Sheen, I've been pronounced wrong.
Right? Yeah, Sheen.
Sheen's where you buy the cheap dresses.
I gotta tell you what, I sure do hate it when I hit my Shin though. I really
hate it when I hit my Shin.
Oh, yeah. Jamie, I'm gonna fuss at you. You got your Shin killer on the back of your truck still.
I have it too.
I'll leave it on there. It stays there.
Yeah, in case somebody hits you.
Yeah.
His is like, I don't know if y'all seen his. His is huge.
Well, it came off of Tahoe. So it's
So it shouldn't be mine.
So it looked an extra $1,000, you can get it.
I got a long one I put in my truck where I can pull my camper and let the tailgate down.
So I had a long one that was a homemade when I was had that Dodge that had the wreck on the bridge. Look, that car hit me and went through their radiator.
And then he hit your bumper.
It sounds like we're making this up, but today is International Men's Day. It's a global awareness day for many issues that men face, including abuse, homelessness, suicide, and violence.
Yeah, well, men lead the we lead the stats at homelessness and suicide.
Are you sure?
I'm sure.
Okay. I didn't know.
Yes, I realize it's also being a man, but it also has its drawbacks.
It does. I also learned today that I guess I never realized it, but it makes sense that so men burn more calories than women just sitting still, so that when they're in a starvation type mode, that men will actually die first because we'll starve first before the women because we burn more calories than they do.
No, that's not true.
Look at the Donner Party.
No, it's not true. It's not true because we will kill the women.
We will not do that. We will not do that. We are... You know,
you would just say, well, you listened to,
I was to our friend over there. At
look, I have a theory.
The Tim Cass.
I have a theory on the difference between men and women. Give me the screen. I want the screen too.
From my guy.
Give me the screen. I've got. He's gonna say.
Men have penises, women have vaginas.
You better talk right now.
I'll try to.
Look, Jamie's already given me the luck to come off of you. Me and get Jamie have a new cue. He's like, when there's enough Wes, I'm supposed to
slow down, Wes. Slow down.
Here's my thought. Yes. Men
spit it out, Wes. I'm going to cut the last 10 minutes. Be of
done
it.
That when there's a break, women do stuff so they can keep doing other things.
Like what? So like, you're saying
I thought he's on something, but I don't understand it.
Okay, like, we do things.
You wanted so the screen for this
to get completed.
You wanted the screen.
You're saying okay. He's saying we drag it out. Uh-huh. Women do it real fast.
We get done so we can be done.
But we're never done.
Do nothing.
So
yeah, we want to do wrong. Nothing. Women do stuff so they can move on to the next thing.
What are the differences about men and women that I really find fascinating is the fact that men can literally sit there and think of nothing.
Yes, we can.
My favorite time.
Yeah, I mean, you just lost
it. You really think of nothing? I never can think of a time I'm not thinking of nothing.
Well, I mean, you're thinking of something, but it's not
important. It's not important.
You're just completely zoned out. And women's minds are always nonstop going.
I think that's me. My mind's always going.
I knew it.
I'm telling
woman.
You right now.
You're a woman.
That's why we can't hear you.
That's why I can't hardly sleep. I'm just.
Well, you're horrible. No,
I know why I can't sleep. No, it's them four monsters a day he drinks. I've been telling him about that.
I don't drink four monsters a day.
Okay, three.
Two.
Tell you that's enough. Tell you good source tell me there's nothing wrong with drinking monsters.
We had that conversation.
If I was still drinking monsters, your phone would have been smashed as much as you on that phone. And that's a fact.
You even see my phone on the table.
No, I'm just telling you, that stuff made me like a little steroid.
Mm-hmm. Oh man.
So let's delve off into the to this world. I this is probably similar to a furry's discussion. Oh, but so your theory is women, they're more focused on getting things done.
What's
next? And men are more focused on, let me drag this out.
They want to finish the task so they're done. No.
Women want to finish the task so they can move the next
time. I thought we just had a conversation where men
it's saying the same thing.
I don't finish.
No, it's not saying the same thing. It's saying that we want to stop and do nothing.
No.
Like your goal for working on your job every day, you go to work so eventually you can retire and do nothing.
I think
you know what? I had a conversation about that today and got something about. I don't know. As I get older, I don't care about retirement.
I don't either. I really don't either. Mm-hmm. Like, I want to be that 90-year-old man that comes to work still and annoys all the young
kids. I think people they need to be needed. I think they need to be needed. And you get to that age and your kids don't really need you as much anymore. Mm-hmm. Jamie's probably will. He keep having miracle babies. Yours too, Gary.
Yes.
Yeah, still need you. But I think you get to a point and you think, oh man, this stress and all, but then you get out of there and you go, I got nothing to do.
I think
we have a gentleman in our office and he has more to this, but his biggest role is he takes all the big wigs out to dinner, out to lunch.
Awesome.
He'll arrive in the morning. I beat him there. I'll make coffee. He'll get a cup of coffee. He'll go next door to sit to the other big wigs office. And they'll talk for about an hour. Then he comes back, does whatever he does. Then he leaves for lunch like 11 o'clock. He'll take people out to dinner.
You know
lunch.
What I think really should happen? I've been thinking about this a lot. I'm in mission four. Forgive me. You know what really needs to happen? Instead of retirement, there should be like in your 40s, you save up, you take enough money in your 40s to take sabbatical for like 10 years and then go back to work. That's when you could really take advantage of time off.
Okay, I don't disagree with that.
I don't know. But
I might not make it.
Yeah. But see, that's just it. That'd be too much in the worker's favor. You see, there's a gamble that you work all your life and you have time to retire.
That's like insurance.
Yeah, like insurance.
You go back to work at 51 and die. You got them.
You got them. You win it every time.
You got them.
Yes, you do it winning every time.
But here's the other problem with that, though. And I like that idea, but let's go to the blue collar job, trades.
Yeah. Right.
There's only a limited amount of people who make it to the position I'm in. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So you're going to bring in 60-year-olds who you expect to put tools on and go back to work.
Do you not know 60-year-olds with tools? I know a lot of them.
I do too.
I,
6-year-olds that are tools.
I know, but they're not. They're not as many as they are under 60.
No, but they work smarter. But that's just it. They work 20 to 40. Then they're probably going to, you know, they drunk for 10 years. And
anyway, just fun.
But I want to be that old man at work that nobody, everybody has to help. Nobody wants to help him. That's me.
You just said you want to retire. Boy, you can't, you can't even make it through a conversation without changing your point of view.
I don't want any help. I've always been like that. I'd rather do it myself.
Yeah. I always get stuck with the dude that like, hey, show him how to log in. And it's like 8 years old. He's like, what's email?
I don't want to retire, but I would like to have a 3-day work week.
I want to work at my own.
Look, my last company, we had a guy. God, this is
take
great.
Off when you want to.
Yeah.
Work when you
he worked Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Okay. So, like,
If you had a problem, like I called him one day on a Thursday afternoon, I said, hey, man, I got to get this paperwork at least some middles. He said, it'll be Tuesday morning before I get out.
Like, you know what? Looking back, I'd want to be a dentist. How many dentists work on Friday?
No.
None of them. That would be the ideal job.
That's so odd.
It's crazy.
No, you have a 3-day weekend every weekend. Later, you only work Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Yeah.
Think about that now. That would be the ideal
work. My problem with dentists is during COVID, that was the most ridiculous crap I ever dealt with.
Did you have to put a mask on while they worked on their teeth?
No. Three months back.
I don't remember going to the dentist during COVID.
I had toothache. They said it'd be 3 months before the first appointment. What am I going to do about this toothache?
How are you going to make money?
Wes is starting to feel good. He's dominated the whole since you're dominating, we're gonna keep talking about your pickup lines. What would be some Gary? I want to hear your pickup lines for Wes. Wes, have you been on a date lately? I know you had one for church.
I had one for church a couple days, but I haven't been in a couple weeks.
I have a pickup line.
I have
too.
A bunch of them.
You do.
So I used to.
You get one for Wes.
And I'll just go back and forth.
Yeah, we'll do.
Battle.
No, it was
Justin.
All right, you want to go?
Yeah. All right, Wes, go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Are you from Tennessee?
You're the only 10 I see. Yeah, I got
my turn.
Yeah, you should have left it in the bag. All right, me and Marty are going to be the judges of y'all's pickup line.
All right,
Jamie. Come on, Jamie.
Sweetheart, did you grow up on a farm? You sure know how to raise a hog.
That's a good one. I like that one.
I don't know, Gary.
Come on, Gary. Save me, Gary.
Go head to head.
How much does the polar bear weigh?
What?
How much does the polar bear weigh?
I don't know.
Enough to break the ice. I am Gary.
All right. Head to head. I like Gary.
I like Gary.
I got one more.
Right. Y'all keep going. This is a duel. This is a duel.
Does it smell like chloroform?
That's my favorite.
That one's going to be hard to beat. Gary, can you top it?
Let me see. Here we go. You know, if I've seen ever seen a girl as hot as you, if I've seen a girl, what was it? I lost it. I'm done.
No, Cole, you said you had lots of them.
We're tied up.
If I've got a nickel every time I've seen a girl as hot as you, I'd have 5 cents.
That's
all right, Jamie, you won that one. Do you have any more, Gary, before I go back?
The polar bear was the best one. That's the one you got to get in with. That's the one you get in with.
Yeah, I tied up.
That's when you get in with.
Jamie, do you have another one?
I don't.
All right.
I shot my load.
All right, so actually, the polar bear is the best of all of them. Chloroform is next, and then the one he came up with,
Just say, hold on.
They're the reason.
He only said one, anyway.
Who, Wes?
I said two. I said two.
You stumbled through a second. Yeah. I'm sorry. I didn't realize that was a.
I'm sorry. It's got to be a woman here.
You didn't realize it was done.
I know it's natural. I know it's natural.
I never felt wooed. You never felt wooed.
I'll wooed you later. This is from Bill Ackman, billionaire. Said back when he didn't have no money.
That's the only pickup line you need.
Now he's worth $9.4 billion. He would ask before he had no money. May I meet you? That's interesting. Because it's kind of a different play on words. Said he almost never got known. Now he's probably a good looking dude.
May I meet you?
Sounds like mirror.
I like it.
Like a golf
course. I would have said, may I show you my meat?
Yeah, you'd screw it all up.
It's not a meat. I mean, may I meet? But if they said sure, but if they they were repulsed. They'd be like, I'm sorry, I stumbled on that.
Actually, I was the only one he gave, so I guess.
Hey, that's all he ever used.
Marty, do you have one for Wes? Do you have a pickup line?
No, I ain't got
one. Come on, Marty.
If I did,
it was probably expired.
It don't matter.
I got one for Wes.
Marty didn't need one, but she had pickup lines for him.
I'd walk up to Wes and say, is that hair on your back? Are you excited to see me?
You're finer than a frog hair split four ways. Is that a pickup line, or is that just senior?
I will be single the rest of my life.
Based on
y'all's advice,
I don't know. Gary's will say this.
Jesus,
mine, if you walk up with extra chloroform, mine will work.
It will work.
Yeah, that
you
is.
You can walk up and say, "Try this drink." It's a Bill Collins question.
So here's the next. And Swissy said, "Oh, you're so sweet." And then the bottom panel, a heavyset man says the same thing in the same context. And the woman picks up her phone, says, "Hello, human resources."
Yeah, that's a big meme of a lot of that stuff.
Yeah.
May I meet you? That sounds like a.
She must have thought it said, "May I eat you?" He misunderstood it.
Wes, have you gone up to anyone in public that you just found attractive and started chatting to chat them up?
No, sir. That's not me.
Hey, baby.
So you'll do it online, but not in person.
I don't even really do it online that well. Hey, like one date.
There you go. Say, baby, if I was online, I would say, can we meet?
Can I meet you?
Can I meet you?
I only had one date from online, so I'm not bitten on, you know.
Just watch that spell correct.
If I could rearrange the alphabet, I'd put you and I together.
Dang, listen to this man starting some.
Walk up to him on a wheelchair and say, "Whoa, baby, don't walk away."
Slow down, baby.
Did it hurt? Everybody knows. When you fell from heaven, did it hurt? Everybody knows. That's classic, though. It's classic.
What's the one in the pants? Look good. Your pants look good.
Do you have a mirror? Do you have a mirror in your pants? Or
well, it's maybe because you're using all these X-rated ones. Maybe that's why you're not.
Yeah, actually,
the chloroform one may work best for you.
Chloroform. Chloroform on the rag first.
Yeah, you got to say, is that a mirror in your pants? Because I can see myself in them.
Check this out. Woke. I thought woke was about dead, right? I heard some. You ever heard the term woke? Right. I heard this other day. You had.
No.
You've heard woke, right?
Yeah.
Huh? What's woke, right?
It mean?
It means you are, I don't know. It just is a term. I don't
know. Look, just be agreeing.
Hey, you literally said it was about it. Everybody knows who I work for. I'm not going to say it online. But I will say they're hiring a DEI manager.
This has nothing to do with DEI. Woke, right? See, you have no idea what broke right means. But you threw it out. I don't know what that means.
Come on.
If you were to hear the term woke right, I'm going to tell you a story about that.
That is right. That is right.
If I were to say woke right, do you know what that would mean?
That's what you mean, the right that's woke.
Well, it means extreme right, like extreme left. Right. So that's a new coin.
Would it be the same as right extremist? I mean, right wing extremist.
But you know, there are people who are similar to those woke left people. They're like so woke right. Nick Fuentes probably falls in that category.
There was a guy who used to listen to radio all the time, and I didn't really like him, but I was like, he's so far right, he's going back to the left.
Yeah.
That was his name was Savage. He used to have the radio. You remember him?
Tom?
Fred?
Fred? No,
Randy.
Not Randy. Not Randy Savage.
Oh yeah! Well,
the best way to do a Randy Savage impression, and I said that, and I did it. Andy and Brady were like, "Holy shit!" That's just like you act like you're yelling at your kids in a low voice so nobody can hear it.
Oh yeah!
Look, yeah. I'm the only one who wants to be right now.
The cream always rises to the.
The cream came out.
Pretty good too.
Yes, if you that's
the cream only rises to the top. Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty good.
You're like Sam, I told you to go out there and move the yard.
I talked to that right before we went on tonight.
Do you know he was drafted as a catcher? You know, in baseball,
Randy Savage.
Yes.
So
He played for, he was drafted by St. Louis.
Oh, Slayer, the boy I work with. He finds this video of Randy Savage. He sends it. He says, this dude is awesome, man.
I've never heard of Randy Savage. What?
Not even know Randy Savage.
He's been dead for a decade. He's like, oh, you just ruined my life.
I watch wrestling. I just don't watch movies.
I'm going to take He died
like 5 years ago.
Watch what?
Anybody watching wrestling currently?
No. Not currently.
No.
Oh, I'm going to tell you what I did watch. The new season of Landman.
It's pretty good. Do know what's his nuts is in it.
Sam Elliott.
Who you find out is
his dad.
Did I get it right?
Yeah,
spoiled it.
That didn't come out. You had to figure it out.
This is the closest thing to the movie Hangover that's hit the airwaves in years. This show is great. You don't watch Slim Man?
I haven't seen it.
Oh,
have you not?
Gotta go.
I saw the first episode.
What are you watching now?
Paramount Plus.
Do you like it?
Wes, do you have Paramount Plus?
Yes.
All right.
And then there are four shows
on our
list. I'll preface this. We started watching, me and my wife started watching Landman, and we were sick at the time. I haven't gone back.
I know. There's four shows on Paramount.
What's the one with No Wiley? We were watching it too.
No, Tracker.
No Wiley from ER.
I know who Noah Wiley is.
Oh, yeah.
The Pit.
I hadn't watched that
one. It's really good.
Well, there's four on there, and I think I told y'all this. Tulsa King's
awesome.
It is maybe the best thing Sylvester Stallone did since Rocky. Yeah. I still believe that. I hadn't done a new season yet.
Landman,
The Lioness is freaking amazing. Mayor Kingstown.
But I realized I think my daughter was still awake at the time, and I realized that
it's too bad.
The first episode was pretty rough. I thought, well, you know what? I better hold on.
Anyway, Paramount Plus got some good shows.
They do. But
they're fun shows.
I mean, talk about Landman, though, but talking about the girl from Varsity Blues with the whipped cream bikini, she is awesome in Landman.
She aged amazingly.
She is. She still looks almost the exact same.
Yes, she does. Mm-hmm. She's a good
person. How long was Varsity Blues? 99?
Now, let's go back to where it come from. Woke scientists claim that parents, check this out, they should ask their baby's consent before changing their diapers.
Come on, man.
I've heard this before. How do you
heard this before?
Yes, I heard this like years ago. How do you ask a baby to change their diapers?
Now, what they're getting at is that you should just go through the motions so that they realize that they need consent before somebody does something.
That's why I never changed Maddie Grace's diaper. She never gave me consent.
No. Look, I changed my son's first diaper. The second one, I almost threw up, and I don't think I changed maybe one more at all time.
So, as I progressed in parenthood, I probably changed five. Gary changed more Maddie's than
I did. I've changed more of Jamie's kids' diapers than Jamie.
No, not my kid, Maddie.
Okay.
Then Mac, it was about a 50-50 with me and Charlie. Then Bill, I changed almost all of Millie's.
He's doing a good job. He's
getting better.
You grew. Yeah, you grew.
Will you change Wes's?
Absolutely not.
Yes. Yes, I'm.
There could be a time.
That's just the pickup line. Maybe I got a fresh diver.
Here's what. Look, we should all do this. You should go to your children and say, all right, maybe I'm getting old. At some point, I'm going to need you to change my diaper after I did that for you.
I hear what my daughter says. No, Dad, go away.
So Wes, with your triangular shape, what do you got, a 4T, 5T?
A preemie. He got preemie diaper.
I wish I thought of that.
You know what? Gary has said that.
Damn it, Gary.
He has been holding on to that for months.
Yes.
Well, make sure we get you a Bluey one, you know?
100%. Better be Bluey or Paw Patrol.
That show is awesome, though. Bluey is like the best cartoon.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Bluey makes dads look horrible. Like, I don't care how good dads are.
You can't.
Your dad's better.
No, I think he makes dads look like actual people.
He does. He does a really good job. Like, he's the best
dad
cartoon dad
ever.
I'm not gonna say ever.
You probably know more about Bluey than
I don't.
See, for
Bluey was past me.
Berenstain Bears.
Barney was back in when my
he likes Berenstain Bears.
Barney was never dead. And
Caillou.
Caillou was annoying, though.
I hated Caillou.
That's a big headed thing.
He was a little cartoon dude. He's a big whiny
and kid. They liked live action after that. Look, he literally went from Berenstain Bears to Good Luck Charlie and those Disney shows.
Good Luck Charlie was a good show.
I loved that show.
That was a good show.
Yeah, it was good. And the one with the redhead chick in the High Rise Apartment. What is that one called?
Oh, you're talking about the
High Rise Apartment.
Oh, I know. It was
the little Indian boy had
the girl. The girl that was in that wasn't she married Macaulay Culkin?
No.
Holy shit!
No, I'm thinking.
Hey, did anybody watch Macaulay Culkin? Has anybody watched the documentary by John Candy?
I watched it the other day. You may not have been here when I said it.
I got to, though.
Yeah.
I liked it. It was good.
Dude, the Macaulay Culkin interview, like, that got my feelings, man. He was talking about how his dad was a piece of shit and how John Candy
was a nice guy.
Would come and protect you when his dad was.
Jesse is the show.
Jesse. Yeah, I've seen Jesse.
Oh, speaking of Macaulay Culkin, he's got a new show out here. He's in the next season of.
I just said that.
It was the Sweet Life
Life with Zach and Cody.
With Zach and Cody, the girl that's in that's married to Macaulay Culkin. I think. I'm 90% sure about that.
Fallout, the second season of Fallout.
I did see that.
Macaulay Culkin didn't. He's supposed to be
a Sweet Life.
Really good job.
He's a good actor. I mean, let's be honest. He still looks like
Macaulay Culkin.
Yeah, he still looks like Jim from Home Alone.
Yeah. Oh, so, you know, we're coming up on Thanksgiving. Is there any
Thanksgiving?
For Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
For Thanksgiving?
For Christmas.
The parade, man.
The Thanksgiving show?
Yeah.
Here's one. I do have one.
What?
WKRP in Cincinnati. Yeah,
the turkey drop.
I normally watch that Thanksgiving night. It's the funniest thing ever.
Yeah.
Marty has no idea what I'm talking about. You would love it. Oh, it's hilarious.
All I need to do is watch the turkey drop.
But I consider that Christmas.
I mean, yeah, but dude, Thanksgiving should always bump into Christmas.
We can talk about
There's something falling out of the sky. Oh my God, it's turkeys.
With God as my witness, I thought turkeys could fly. That was the greatest line ever.
Yes, Brenda's song, Sweet Life. I had to look that up.
Get off the phone.
Gary,
do you have a Thanksgiving show that you watch every year?
No.
Dallas Cowboy?
Football. Football is my show. Yeah. I watch football.
I like football.
They're going to have Dallas. They're going to Detroit, I'm sure. They might be
Day Parade, you know.
I kind of quit watching it.
I turn it on and have it on the background.
I like the fact it's on, but.
Yeah, I'll probably turn it on, but I ain't going
to play it. Probably the Tournament of Roses Parade, New Year's, I like a little bit better.
What's the I do like around that time I always go look up the what was that the show with the radio show with the turkeys falling out of the
phone. Called the show out. He looked at me. Yeah.
Did he know? He called the show out. We all laughed about it. I even said a line from it.
And I followed up with the greatest line ever. And I had to confirm. WKRP in Cincinnati.
Yeah, that's
the turkey.
Like. We even played the audio of it.
We did.
Yeah.
You know, we're like,
we're doing a show.
Guess what, guys?
But y'all like me being on my phone.
This is episode 230.
Because you can't pay attention.
230.
Yeah, which means if we do two episodes during Thanksgiving week, you know what the Monday after that is? 230. I'm sorry, 330. It'll be 333. Episode 333.
What are we going to do?
I don't know, but we would need to talk about a big Christmas special.
We've never done a Christmas special, have we?
Oh my God.
You write a Christmas story.
No, we did not.
The
best story ever.
Five Little Blantons. I made a song about it.
That was a giveaway.
It was for
500 subscribers, was it not?
It was a Christmas show.
But it wasn't like a Christmas
show. It was on the wall of my house. Yeah. We sat in front of a fireplace and I read you a.
Oh, I do remember.
And he wrote you a really green cool.
Screen. I was there for that.
Yeah, I know you were there.
I was there for that. Yeah, I remember that now. Never mind.
Everybody accused me of AI.
Yep.
And he wrote it and sang it to you. And now we had multiple sets.
We did. We did have multiple sets. I do remember that.
Look,
I
it was like a feat.
We did have a good
time. The only thing we done better was the election.
I don't know that the election was better technical wise, but the fact we had the
Tigger was the but I do remember those were the within the same year. Those were within the same month. We did election
last year.
It was within the same year.
Yeah, they were 30 days apart.
They were, but we did get way better.
Nothing is as elegant or impressive since then.
What? I do remember sitting in that little store while you read me a story.
I was there for the Christmas episode. Gary, are you aware that we have a podcast show?
I don't talk about it one time.
This whole time, he thought we just sit here talking to each other. He's like, holy hell, you ever record this stuff?
Talking about being on his phone. Oh, I was just looking up something. And he had no idea the whole conversation going on in the background. There you go.
No, I had to confirm something that I had.
Wait a second.
Because I was chastised for saying amphibious.
Where am I? That was two episodes ago, amphibious.
He just now realized.
You got a pickup line? How about that? I tell you what, let's just go to Gary's game, and then I got a great story.
Probably have a
rewind time with Gary. You moved your camera too at some point, or somebody did. Maybe came back a little bit. Let's
see. Like,
keep going.
I feel like we need like a it's rewind time.
And if I get time, I'm gonna have that in there. I get spicy.
Be kind, rewind time.
We need to do it like the Mexican song, the Cucaracha or whatever. The Cucaracha time. If you want time.
So if people aren't aware, I go to Goodwill all the time. Uh-huh. I do talk a lot of reselling.
Talk to the camera.
I do a lot of reselling out there. So I do go to Goodwill a lot. I will say this, that I have found a lot more retro stuff in the Goodwill bins as opposed to the Goodwill store. The
Retropolitan.
So I'm going to show you guys.
Can we call this Goodwill Hunting instead of Rewind Time?
We could.
Oh. No, it's too late.
We're
too late.
We're Rewind Time. Please be kind, Rewind Time.
We'll get a copyright on
Goodwill. All right, so each item, I'm going to start with the newest.
Now, what's the game, though?
What's the game here? You got to guess what this is. Like,
moving forward, we'll have buzzers.
You got buzzers. But maybe we should wait like 10 seconds so the viewers can answer first. I don't know if we want to do that or not.
No.
It'd have to be live.
This is our game.
This is our game. All right. So the first item, this one's going to be easier. What kind of toy?
Should we yell it out or raise your hand?
I don't care. Do what you want.
Yell it out.
All right. So this one is not so retro. I'm going to start with the newest, not so old. What would you guess this is?
Bumblebee?
Yeah.
He got it. Bumblebee.
I was going to say.
So this was a 2008 Bumblebee.
Oh, that's before he became a Camaro.
He was a love bug.
This was a McDonald's toy.
Oh, he was a love bug before.
Look at this guy. He comes out like this.
Volkswagen Beetle.
And then he comes out like this. And then his legs flip down.
Somewhere. I forgot. Walmart used to have good toys.
Yeah. So it's actually McDonald's. Yeah. This is McDonald's. I can actually read it. Let me see. 2008 Hasbro made for McDonald's.
Okay. Yeah, cool. Now 2025.
This one I just saw and I was like, I know what that is.
I would have never guessed that because I thought it was a Camaro. Right,
these next two, I looked at and I was like, I know what those are. And I had to look them up because I knew what they were.
I hope one of them is because I haven't seen it since.
I doubt.
He's got the G.I. Joe.
And I did.
And total. Oh, that'd be cool. So this one, I don't know if Terry and Marty get it. I think Jamie May. Wes will because he's into retro stuff, I think. I saw this and I was like, I'm not sure what this is, but I've seen it before. What is this?
I can't
see.
Keep going.
Rocko's Modern Life.
Yeah, Marco. Yep.
Nope.
Not Rocko.
Shark Dog.
That's right. Yep. But what was it from?
I thought it was Rocko's Modern Life.
It was not. But you've seen this before.
I have seen that before.
It was a 1996 Hardee's toy. So it was 1996.
I was going to say Baby Shark.
Nope. That's new, ain't it?
What is it?
So it is Sharky the Shark Dog from Eek the Cat.
Eek the Cat.
Yeah. You remember? He always used to bite Eek the Cat.
I remember Eek
the Cat. That was Fox Kids.
Never heard.
I'll tell you this. What year was that?
was like 1996.
2021, there was a Shark Dog show. He had his own show.
Never even seen that.
So Shark Dog.
The cat. Never heard of it, but I knew what Shark Dog.
All right. Now, this one is the one that set me back, and this is the only reason why I got this stuff, because it was all in a pile. Right. It was like 50 cents.
Yeah, we're working on your delivery, but I love this.
Okay. Yeah, well, all right. This one I saw, and I was like, I had this as a kid. And this is from 1987. Oh,
is that Ghostbusters? Is that the real Ghostbusters?
He nailed it. Yes. I had this toy.
Yeah,
I've never seen
this. This is from 1980. This is an original Kenner toy. Yes.
Kenner. Real Ghostbusters.
This is from the real Ghostbusters. So what it does.
I don't remember that character.
Yes.
It's not a character, really. It came in a toy pack, and it came with another little monster. It's called a Monster
Snapback. So it's not in the movie?
It's in the cartoon. You remember the real Ghostbusters?
Oh, yes.
And then you hit this.
It bites you.
You know why Wes knows what that is? He dresses as that at the furry cons.
He likes people to call him the Trap Snap.
Yep.
You got anything else in that bag?
No, that was it. This is the hardest one, but this is where I got it. Because I had this toy.
I've never seen it, but I've never watched that cartoon.
I wouldn't have guessed it was Ghostbusters, but I knew I had this toy. It's pretty neat.
Oh, so you raised it, I knew exactly what it was.
So Gary's going to need when he goes to the Goodwill, he's going to need a cameraman.
I've always said he should do his own show.
I've said the same thing.
I just haven't done it yet, but I have a bunch of stuff that I'm showing with you guys. Fines. That I got a cooler name. I got to get a cooler name.
What Gary is that? What would you call it?
I don't know.
Gary Fines Jubilee.
The Jubilee.
Jubilee.
Be kind, rewind, Jubilee.
Gary Fines time Jubilee.
But that was fun times. But yeah, the purple little ghost thing set me back, though.
What set you back?
50 cents.
50 cents.
I paid 50 cents at the Goodwill.
I can't find my list. Hold on.
Oh, he can't find
you. You made the list.
Your kiss is on my list.
It's on a sports show.
There it is.
I also found some magazines, some Disney Adventure magazines. Do y'all remember those magazines that came out?
I don't remember any magazine.
Oh, really. it was a kids magazine that came out outside of sports.
I will tell you a secret.
What was the one we get in school? We get what Sports Illustrated for kids.
Yeah, that's why. Yeah.
Get cards out of them and stuff.
I will tell you a secret that I probably should be obvious by this point. I remember nothing from my childhood. Wes remembers everything for me. I remember nothing.
It's just all blank. You know, maybe.
I just remember tearing up my Beckett.
What?
I remember that.
So, Jamie, what is your earliest memory? Because I have one really, really
early. Oh, my earliest memory, like I can do the layout of the house we lived in Newport. I moved out there when I was three.
Oh, God. So I have one memory that dates back to when I was like a few months old. We were at a, I know exactly where it was too.
Is this going to involve an uncle?
No. No, someone had died. It was actually my great grandmother passed away. And there was this large fire where they were burning stuff from my old house. And I was in like a child seat. And I remember seeing the fire and hearing the conversation going on around me. And the reason I know that memory is because I asked about it later. And they're like, you couldn't remember that because you were such. And I knew exactly where the house was.
And how old were you?
I was less than a year old.
That's insane.
I don't remember anything else for like 4 or 5 years, but I have that memory.
Like, I can picture it.
It's so vivid right now.
I have memory, and I don't know what. I don't know how I was. Did we live across from Grandma and Grandpa before we lived at the air base?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay. I think it was both of those. Yeah. I think it was a fire that just.
Like I
still, it was a fire. That
huge fire.
No,
we but I remember the conversation. I knew where we were. No, I knew what had happened.
Holden Avenue was first.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Holden Avenue was first. Yep. For those that know Newport, we lived at Holden Avenue first.
So what and was you your were earliest? About three. So yours was just remembering. A house.
Well, like I mean, I have several memories from that house. I mean, I remember
my
house. I remember Doug's dog attacking our dad's dog. Scotty. Our dad runs out with a shovel, hits our grandpa's dog across the head.
Hit
I was like two. I remember that just clear as a bell.
He was fighting Scotty. His Festus fighting Scotty, and he hit him in the head with a shovel.
So Marty, what was your earliest?
Man.
I remember
2 days ago. Marty remembers.
I remember driving over here.
He remembers this one time he was watching Stripes.
I watched Stripes, yeah.
About eight.
Man, I don't remember stuff back in the day, other than teenager stuff, riding dirt.
That's what I don't remember. I have like a huge gap from when I was.
Well,
like,
that's a reason.
It's called mad dog.
Yeah, no,
that's your own self-protection.
Yeah, your mind creates this.
And then some of the stuff I think I remembered is pictures I seen. So I don't know if I really, you know, I don't know if I really remember it.
The earliest memory I have is when Jamie was born. We were at the kids.
How old were you and Jamie? Like four, Kelly, weren't you?
Four. I was. We were at Kelly's Grill.
Yeah, I was like, I was.
What, he was born at Kelly's Grill.
No, I was at Kelly's Grill. My granddad and my dad.
Oh,
and
that's back then when dads didn't go to the hospital.
They had grill placenta afterwards.
Told us that, you know,
Jamie's going to be born. Let's go get something to eat.
And I wanted to go call mom and let her know.
Wes, you haven't matured much since then.
No, not much. Yeah. Not much.
That's fun.
Oh, Lord help us. Yes. Yeah, we are off in the weeds.
Maybe.
We are way in the weeds.
Yeah, hold on. We skipped Gary.
Oh, Gary.
I do remember I was 4 years old.
Four?
I knew my mother and my father, my biological father, were divorced at the time, and I was at my dad's house. So I was four. Is the earliest I remember. I remember sitting in the floor playing not Lincoln Logs, but just blocks, just wooden blocks. Mm-hmm. We weren't too fancy Lincoln Logs. And I was just playing with those blocks, building them, and Mannequin was playing in the background.
Oh, yeah. I remember that movie.
Yeah. And with the
creepy movie.
Yeah. No,
Mannequin's awesome. I think movie. My earliest memory was me and thousands of my brothers swimming in the stream.
I said, I can go deeper in here. Well, let's go.
Competition.
Yeah.
I beat the ass.
I sure did. Left them in the dust.
Yeah, you know, that's interesting. Let us know in the chat. What,
yeah.
If you're
yeah,
early, early memory.
Cause anybody,
I know mine's really, really early.
That's early. That's
there's
hard to
a
beat
big gap. Left in a there's year. A huge gap between my next memory, but I've always contributed it to the fire that I was staring at. I remember staring at this fire.
It's got to be a big life event for you to.
Yeah.
For you to do that. I don't know why that was fire.
I know exactly where it was, where I was, and it's crazy. I can visualize.
I remember a lot from living in Newport. And like I said, I don't remember a whole lot.
Stealing money will do that to you. Your first.
I remember that. Yeah. Because our first felony.
We had just come off Gary's segment. We have a new segment with Marty that'll start probably after Thanksgiving, though. And it's going to be.
Oh, what are we going to have with Marty?
So, you know, Marty's only seen Stripes, not the other shows. So right? We're going to pick maybe some obscure movie titles and say,
or
Marty.
Popular movie titles.
Or popular. And say, yeah. Marty, if you heard this title, what do you think this movie's about?
Oh, that would be fun.
Yeah, it would be fun. And he can give. And I don't want you to study. I just want it to be.
No, I ain't going to study. Yeah.
What do you think, man? It's got to be more than just, I don't know.
You got to
give it a plot.
You say Shawshank Redemption, be like some dude named Sean getting redeemed.
Yeah. Shawshank somebody and then got redeemed.
Yeah, I might surprise y'all. I might have seen a couple movies.
Look, people go home and watch every movie ever.
No, I still like, I don't sit down long enough.
I tell you, Landman, you got to watch. You would love Landman.
Landman's a good show.
It's like Dallas meets Hangover. It is really
Dallas J.R. Ewing.
Yeah, the J.R. Ewing. Yeah, it'd be pretty good.
Damn.
What is that thing that makes those? Tyler Sheridan.
Yeah. Man, no, not Tyler.
Taylor.
Taylor Sheridan.
Yeah. Mm. You know he's gonna be. Man, that dude must be some kind of like.
I don't know. He does a good job.
Yes.
I really like.
Yes.
Famous people that have died that we remember for doing great things, and they're really not good people. Steve Jobs is on this list. James Brown. Do you know what James Brown was known for other than singing?
I was going to say singing.
Cocaine. Leaving kids all over the damn world.
Beating his wives.
Well, I was going to say that one too. That's,
you know. Coco Chanel had Nazi ties. Let's see who we got. Paul Walker.
Oh, this is going to be
bad. Oh, man.
What did he do?
I didn't know this, but he was linked to underage girls. Which
No. He was linked. No, he was one of the first ones to try to push against Hollywood.
About that. So, do you think
that's a conspiracy? He was dating a 16-year-old when he was 33.
Go look at it. He's one of the first ones to come out again on Hollywood against Hollywood on the like he's tied into all the Pizzagate stuff.
Yeah, I thought you're going to throw out some stuff like
he was tied into Pizzagate, or like
as far as pushed against.
All right, I didn't know I was going to hit on that one. That's
what Pizzagate. He was tied into the abuse of Hollywood.
Thanksgiving week. Are all y'all available Thanksgiving week?
I think so.
I might do one Tuesday for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Or Monday.
Yeah, we'll be good.
Yeah,
I don't think I'm going nowhere.
Let's do. Let's think. So next week, let's do conspiracy.
Your favorite conspiracy.
We might have
conspiracies. Your favorite.
Do a little research. Do a little research. We're going to each get to talk about our conspiracies. And then, look, we're probably more available that week than we have been the previous 8 weeks.
Yes.
Because if our Marion Patriots win Friday night, we'll be headed to Shiloh Christian.
Oh,
it could. Well, you could go Thursday.
Deer hunting.
And Friday morning.
Mm-hmm. You already adjusted deer hunting plans for games.
So you could go to the drop.
Probably not if we go Shiloh.
Yeah, that's 5 hours.
If not going Shiloh, we do end up, there is a drop at South End Liquor. We camped out last year, went live. Remember, probably the same. Regardless, what day is that? Thursday night.
Can I bring you off some money for that one?
No,
I got to work.
No, not really.
You have to be in line.
You got to be there in line to get in. Yeah, that sucks.
Unless you send somebody.
That's a toker, right?
I'm going to send T.
He might not show up.
It'll be Marty.
He didn't make it last
night. I did. All right. I slept through
the whole thing. Somebody slept through the whole thing.
All right. Let's see. Yeah. Parting words. Hit that button, Marty.
Oh, who's going to parting words first?
Gary, since he got a new game show.
Be kind, rewind time, I guess. I don't know. We're still working on the phrase.
Still put the time in there,
Jim. But, you know, I got to put the time in there because it's a time. It's a place. It's an event.
Well, the Fortenberry.
Hey,
you know,
I like
you learn
some lines. No, not really. Y'all really did not help me out. Except for.
All right,
James. So Wes going to mix him up. It's come out, so the dry spell will be over.
Hey, you giving him a Cosmopolitan? You ain't got to talk to him.
Hey guys, hit that live button. This was a great episode. I hope you enjoyed it. We got more crazy stuff.
Outlaw.
Out of your back.
Hello.
Hello.